And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup. Right here, let's on Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Pete Gray here. Rock God Rick Mexa is here, too. And Gary Graham, that Baja guy.
That's the guy.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, he's here. We're talking some great Baja, some good stories from Gary. Gary's got some legendary stories.
I love it. I wish we could just keep the microphones on during the break. You know, it's just so much cool stuff about being down below and good fish and good times. And, man, it's a great experience, and I sure love having Gary in here. And we want to hear stories from you. If you want to join us this morning, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. Talk some Baja with that Baja guy. You can give us a call at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Not only are we talking fishing, talking fun, and talking Mexico today, we are also giving away such a killer prize pack to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Again, if you didn't hear the first hour, check this out. Full-day trip on board the San Diego at a C4 Sport fishing. Fish with Captain Ryan Bostian, fish with Matt Brawler, the whole crew. Boat's looking beautiful. Going to be a great opportunity. And the brand-new 2020 Bill Varnay Sport Fishing Calendar with the killer tide charts, all the cool photography. And Gary so graciously sweetened the pot by giving away two great books. One, Eating Your Way Through Baja. A very fun book, talking about all the great stops and spots and taco shops and restaurants and steakhouses all the way down the peninsula. And then the beautiful, the Sia Cortez, the killer coffee table book by Ray Cannon, a cool old find, a classic throwback to Baja. Yeah, it's just a really cool one and a great prize pack for one lucky caller. Phones have been absolutely packed solid all morning. But if you want to get your shot in the second hour, again, 833-288-0973. That's how you get on Let's Talk Hookup.
Indeed. Let's talk to Dwayne Patnoob here from the San Diego Anglers. Good morning, Dwayne.
Hi, Dwayne.
Good morning. Hey, I was driving around to all the tackle shops last Friday here, just making sure they had plenty of entry forms, and for the first time ever, almost every tackle shop was out of the forms, which means there's a ton of interest out there. For all those entry forms to disappear, that's pretty amazing. So I restocked them, but what I want to remind everybody is the day of the seminar down at Dana Landing. That's
two
the
weeks
last
from
day
today.
That we'll, yeah, 3 weeks from today, that's the last day we'll be accepting entries. So if you have one of those things on your coffee table or kitchen table at home, you need to fill it out and get it sent in.
So teams are looking good. It's coming back. I mean, it's going to be, of course, the date of the tournament is
Saturday, January 25th. And while I was waiting on the phone, this will be the first time we've used the new launch ramp down there.
That's going to be nice.
It'll be the very first time we'll get to see how the launch ramp accommodates this giant mass of boats that will be congregating that morning.
That is going to be interesting. And, of course, like I said, 2 weeks from today at Dana Landing on the 19th, they're going to have their big Bay Bass seminar and sale, big seminar in Fast Lane with the guys and learn all the tips and techniques. And Dana Landing has all the hot stuff on sale for one day only, that day.
They do it every year. It's not just, you know, some overstock stuff from last year. They put all the things that would sell on their own, the best swim baits, the best lead heads, rods, reels, the whole nine. It's all on sale.
And 20 different vendors will be there. I know Corey Sandin will be there, and Afrin Abutin, and all the guys will be there selling their wares. They're going to have free lunch and then also free samplings of the new Salty Crew beer from Coronado Brewing.
Sounds like a day.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day. That's 2 weeks from today. And then, like Dwayne says, the last day you can turn in, basically register and turn in, will be right there at that seminar, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. And for the new people, the new listeners here, it's the Bay Bass Tournament. There's two tournaments. There's a kayak tournament. Ron Lane is sponsoring the pay downs for that, first through fifth place. And then the team tournament, which is the big hit. It's a two-man team. Go out and catch your three largest sand bass for the day, just three sand bass per team. Bring them on in. And we pay down 25 places, so you have a really good shot at getting at least your money back for this particular day there. Typically, you only need about 7 pounds of bass to be in the money to get paid down, since we dropped the limit down to three. So you don't need much.
You don't need much.
So anybody can win it.
That's what I'm saying. You need three bites in the bay to potentially win all the money. And that's what's so cool. And even if you don't, man, it is such a cool time. It's a fun tournament experience. You know, the shotgun start and weighing your fish in and the big barbecue that's held afterwards. I mean, even if you're not necessarily thinking you're the toppest of dog, it's a very fun tournament experience that a couple of buddies or a father and son or whoever can go fish.
Or your wife.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're fishing with Dallas.
I am, Dallas and I are going to fish together for the first time in the tournament. She's excited, and as am I. And it's just a really, really cool event. And that's the one thing that I want to say is the guys at the San Diego Anglers do such a good job of putting it on that don't think that you have to be a tournament professional in a $100,000 boat to be competitive.
Yeah.
It's been won a whole bunch of times. With two guys and a Gregor and a Tiller Steel outboard, and that's what's so much fun about it.
And Rick, what's the first place prize?
$1,500, man. $1,500 is going to the winner, and we're
donated from Fisherman's Lucky Tackle.
We're very proud to get to do that, and we would never dream of not doing it. It's our favorite thing, and the whole shop fishes, and everybody's BSing and already scheming, and who's going to beat who and what side bet. And fortunately, fortunate or unfortunate, Doug has always been my partner for years. This is the first time in years that Doug isn't able to fish. He's got a family thing going that day. But the one good thing about it is Doug is always trying to get us into a shave your head bet, you know, loser shaves his head. And Doug's got a lot less to lose in that bet, and he's always trying to get our team into a shave your head with somebody else. So this is the first year that I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
So there is an upside to it.
That's a good thing. And then Dwayne, the kayak division sponsored by Fastlane Kayaks. I know Ron has a forum at Fastlanes, right? He's got forums there.
Yes, he has the forums there. I brought a big stack back down to him on Friday there, so it's a giant stack. And then the day of the event, I'll have some more forums to fill out down there. And if you can't make it, you can get a form online at our website, sandiegoanglers.com. Click on the tournament tab and then click on the Open Bay Bass tab, and then you can go right to get a form right there.
Well, and completely separate division for kayakers, right? And how much is up for grabs?
Ron has given $1,000 for so first place is $500, and we'll split it up down to five places down
five,
there. So that's pretty
kayaks.
Good.
Five,
that's so cool.
Yeah, for kayaks. So $500 for three sand bass, bring them on in, and that's pretty darn good.
Heck yeah!
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun time, man.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
All right, so don't forget, seminar 2 weeks from today on the 19th at Dana Landing, and then the big event the following Saturday. SanDiegoAnglers.com. Thanks a lot, Dwayne. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Looking forward to a great time. Appreciate the call this
morning.
All right.
Dude, phones are packed for Gary. Let's do it, man. Let's jump into him and talk to Dave. He's calling us from Anza this morning. What's up, Dave? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Say, Gary, I really enjoy reading your Road Trekker in the Western Outdoor News there every other week. Good articles there. And my first trip to Mexico, my dad took me to San Felipe in 1957. And I was just a little kid then, but I vividly remember being on the beaches there and seeing these giant sea turtle shells and shark carcasses everywhere. And, you know, times have changed. So also then, a buddy and I, we drove the Trans-Peninsula Highway back in 1976, shortly after it was opened. We drove to Cabo San Lucas and back. We did it in my little Datsun pickup, and I think our equipment consisted of sleeping bags, a Coleman stove, and a cooler full of beer, but, you know, somehow we made it.
Yeah.
And we travel a little bit different now. We have a fifth-wheel travel trailer. My wife and I do a lot of traveling in it. And I just wondered, what is it like doing the Trans-Peninsula right now, doing it in an RV as far as facilities and services?
Oh, it's very good now. I mean, in addition to that, the road, MEX 1 itself, not the San Felipe side going across to just below Catavina there, but they're still working on that part of it. But the rest of the road is in very good shape, the best. According to what I read the other day, it was the best it's been in years. I haven't driven it in the last year, but That's what I'm reading as far as the RV side of what you can, of the facilities that are available. I had a road trek that I drove for the last 12 years up and down the roads, and it just got better and better. I have no complaints. We stopped at a lot of different places. As you get further down at Cabo and East Cape, there's some really nice places down there, Teresa Coleman.
But the road's narrow, right, for a big RV?
Oh, the road's narrow, but they're wider than they were.
They are?
Yeah. When he drove in 77, they were a lot narrower
really
than
narrow. Yeah.
They are now. But the roads, as far as I'm concerned, the roads have come a long way there, and they are continually trying to fix them up. There were a lot of potholes around Catavina, between Catavina and Gadero Negro, and I understand those have been pretty much dealt with, and that's been fixed up. So I think you'll be fine.
All right. Dave, have a good trip.
Yeah,
thanks a lot
cool.
for the call this morning.
All right. How about we jump back in and talk to Mike from San Carlos? Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. This is Mike, your expert novice. I have a question for your guest. Is the fishing still good in Ensenada and San Quintin? Because we used to charter a boat, but the supportive services, you know, like bait and stuff, it could be sketchy. And even the boats, we went out about 50 miles and saw birds crashing, and the captain, you know, hit the throttle, and there was like an explosion. And boats stopped. Captain goes down below, comes running up, is making the sign of the cross. And he's saying, one of the drive shafts blew apart, but it didn't go up the side of the boat. And it was kind of like,
Wow.
So, we'd always catch fish, and we just hit where the birds were hitting. My friend caught one big tuna. Not big, but, you know, 40 pounds. So, what's your opinion about Ensenada and San Quintin?
San Quintin is, most of the guys down there are using Parkers now, and they're fairly new boats as far as I know.
And I've fished with Juan down there, Captain Juan. He's great.
Yeah, and Catane Kelly is good. Captain Kelly is good.
Buddies that fish those Can-Am boats all the time. I haven't been myself, but people say very good things about it.
And Ensenada, there's a fleet there, and I think you have to pick and choose at Ensenada on the ones you're fishing with. But I know that Sammy Susseri and a couple of the other people down there.
The Susseris have been there for a lot of years.
And the guy that owns the bar, what's his name? It's for real. It's for real fishing. He's got a park. I believe it's a park or two or something like that. So you just have to shop around. I would definitely look online, see what's there before, and take a look at what kind of boats they're using. But there are some good boats running out of Ensenada and definitely at San Quintin.
Yeah, but it's not, you know, like you experienced, Mike, it's not for everybody. I mean, it's not like the San Diego Sport Fishing fleet and, you know, Coast Guard inspected and, you know, very strict regulations and such like that. So it's buyer beware.
And the other thing is that if you're fishing off Ensenada in that area, that's what you're trying to do. There are boats that are going to Colonnette from the landing. So,
All right, very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about another Mark? Mark and Santee this morning. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Great.
What's up, Mark?
Hey, I got a question for Gary. Is there any parameters he sets on a story when he writes it?
Any parameters?
Yeah, like for a certain event, like a story has to be about this for me to write it.
No.
Something like that.
Not really. I sort of look at Baja in general and just whatever comes my way that I think I know something about it, and B, I think it would be interesting to my readers, I write it. And quite frankly, very seldom have I had any of my publishers or editors say, I don't think you should have done that. So I guess I've
track record speaking for itself.
Do you ever write about your old haunts up here with the water closet and some of the history that you had fishing swordfish and marlin here in Catalina?
I do. Actually, there's some stories on BD. One of the things about that's really cool about BD that unless you take a look, you don't figure out, is I've been writing for them now going on about 7 years, going on 8 years, I guess. But all of everything I've ever written for BD is online. It's still there. They archive everything, and if you go to the homepage and you look at the top, you'll see columnists. And if you click on that, I think I'm second down. And if you click on that, it has every story going back, and there's over 200 stories there. So
wow. That's really
cool.
And that's got a lot of stuff like history of different, like, some of the different guys that fished, I'm trying to remember, but well, like Jack Cole and guys like that, all of those stories are in there. So
all the old, yeah. The old times.
Yeah.
I had fun hearing, you know,
Nasker, Ted Nasker's in there.
I had fun hearing Cass, you know, him remembering the old days of bringing flying fish down and fishing in the East Cape,
yeah.
And, you know, John talking about that, and I'd love to read, because I mean, I know that that was such common practice for marlin fishing, was fishing with frozen flying
frozen
fish, but that was,
here, yeah.
You know, a time before I ever got to see it. I'd love to read, you know, people talking about that kind of stuff and how
yeah.
they did it and, you know, how it compares to the things that we do today. And there's a lot of cool stuff that I know Gary was at the forefront of getting to do over the years.
Yeah, and as an example, I just wrote a story, a BD chick story, that certainly the parameters weren't given to me, but about a woman fishing, and Stephanie Choate, and she's 32 years old and has caught 2 granders, which I was impressed
wow.
with.
So. Yeah, so.
That is impressive.
That's cool.
Indeed. Hey, thanks, Mark, for the call. Appreciate that very much.
All right, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for your FishDope.com report with the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy. Today, that catch report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, but now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. Get at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Your saltwater guy, Dave Hansen, is standing by. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, Pete, Rick, Mr. Gary Graham. How are you? Did you recover from our trip?
Did you read about it in BD?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yeah, I thought when Pete asked you what was your most exciting tournament, I thought, uh-oh, he's going to share. But thank you.
You guys fished together?
Yeah.
I kept Gary hostage for 3 days.
Oh.
Kept him hostage.
Did you catch anything?
We caught a couple fish, right, Gary?
Yeah, you won a couple things, I think, in the species.
Yeah, we got a few trophies.
Yeah.
But it was a fun trip. Weather was great. It was War Heroes on the Water, and
right. It's
going to wrap up again here in August. It was a very special event for all of us. I've been involved the last 2 years, and again, we'll be involved this year. But that's War Heroes on the Water. Gary can talk about it a little bit after. But as far as fishing goes, the Catalina is still just a sleeper. No one's even going over there, and there's squid all over the backside of the island. They're secretly catching sea bass on the beaches back there. No one's even talking about it. It's very, very quiet, I know. And then the lobster fishing on the front side is as good as it's been all year. Very, very good lobster fishing up and down the front. And there's that 4 to 6 pound bonitas all over the front side of the island. If you troll around in 100 feet of water, they're catching that bonita. But it's really strange because no one's talking about it. No one's going over there. And I know that the rockfish closures kind of slow the boats down from going out and getting some coverage, but there's still plenty of fish to catch at Catalina. And then, like Brian Woolley was saying on the coast here, it's sculpin, 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 because that seems to be what is biting. And you can put some fish in your bag and take home some fish tacos. And then these guys are going to start cracking that code down the line here pretty soon. All the boats are going to be running down there to that Colonnette area looking for that rockfish, and they'll stumble into that yellowtail, and the whole cycle will wrap up again, and here we go. So that's my report for this weekend, and I will talk to you guys next Sunday.
Of course, fishdope.com. Dan and the boys have it all there for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. Hook up now. And Dave, how do we find you?
Well, you guys, my website's cranking along pretty good. Tuesday morning we'll launch the new series on all the spots down in San Diego that
nice.
I stole from Pete Gray back in the day when we
Sweet.
Made those videos. I put a whole new digital section together for the San Diego area, and we're going to launch it on Tuesday.
Nice.
So if you haven't been on the website lately, go look at yoursaltwaterguide.com, and Pete, you'll go, hey, I know those spots.
Yeah, I know those spots. Those are good spots. Hey, Dave, Happy New Year to you, and thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Kelly and I are going to do that drive, Gary, at the end of the month down to Baja, so I'm going to call you up and ask you where we should stop on the way down. We're doing the drive in our car.
No sweat. You know where to find
me. This guy knows how to find him.
You better pick up a copy of Eating Your Way Through Baja.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, thanks a lot.
Hey, Dave.
All
right. Hey, that's going to wrap up our Catchport. Again, this one's sponsored by Dana Landing. Don't forget, Dana Landing in Mission Bay will host the 8th Annual Ultimate Bay Bass Seminar and Sale Sunday, January 19th. It all starts with a live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup, followed by the Ultimate Bay Bass panel discussion at Fast Lane Kayaks. Almost everything will be on sale at Dana Landing. Over 20 vendors are going to be on hand. They're going to have free lunch and a sample of the brand new Salty Crew beer. It's one day only. Again, Sunday, January 19th, and only at Dana Landing, right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. I can't wait. That's always such a fun event. Steve and Johnny always pull out all the stops. They're so accommodating. They do it right. Yeah, it's going to be a really fun day. I'm excited.
For sure. Well, let's jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk to Doug, calling from Montebello this morning.
Doug?
Hi, Doug.
First time caller?
Not a first time caller.
First time this decade.
Hi, Doug.
Hi. I was just wondering about what is there mandatory that you actually take down to Mexico, and what you definitely do not bring to Mexico with you?
Do's and don'ts of Baja travel.
Well, you take a tourist permit for sure and your passport.
How do you get the tourist permit?
You can get tourist permits are online now.
Okay.
And so you can get those. I don't have the. I can.
You can go like to Discover Baja.
Discover Baja.
That's
or
the FMM?
To FMM.
Okay. Baja Bound has
Baja
them too.
Baja Bound, and I think that Vagabundos has them as well.
Actually, I've been buying my Mexican insurance through Baja Bound. It's really simple.
Yeah.
And you create an account there. Every time you want to go down, you just kind of
fill it in and
I didn't pay
know
the
that.
Money.
That's cool.
It. Oh, yeah. No, that's
do that for
that's
sure.
A good one.
I always just randomly stop on my way down, pull over,
Don't have to anymore.
That's a good call. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And what you don't take is really, really easy. It's guns.
Oh, yeah. You go to prison for a very long time, you take guns. Yeah. Yeah, that's, no, the very, very, indeed.
Yeah.
Now, spear guns are okay. You can take a spear gun, but you can't use a spear gun with tanks.
Right.
You can only free dive.
That's what John was saying yesterday. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's all free dive.
Yeah. I maybe I have a quick question that kind of backs on that. I heard multiple guys always, reliving the tales. Oh, we had several people, yourself included, talk, well, our first trip down, we went on a, with a truck and a cooler beer, and we had nothing. What are some of the things that, of your years of traveling the Baja that guys should pack, vehicle safety-wise or, those kinds of things that, you've always come in handy for you when you've made the treks down?
Well, just things like belts.
Okay.
Used to be, it's not as bad now as it used to be.
Sure.
It was hard to find stuff, but parts for your own car. Whatever kind of car you got, the things that you might expect to go bad, which are certainly would be fan belts and that sort of thing. Extra spare tire. Also, I would always have hose clamps and a couple hoses and even a couple generic hoses that you could use wherever you needed to use them. Just so you've got those. And, of course, then the standard stuff that you would I wouldn't go anywhere without, jumper cables, that sort of thing, so that if you have to start your car or somebody else's, you've got the things you need. Just a regular travel kit that you can buy now. It used to be when we first started driving down there, those travel kits weren't there.
Yeah,
you
sure.
had to figure them out.
Yeah.
But that would be the kind of things I would think about. Beyond that, pretty much everything else you can get down there. I mean, there are Costco's down there.
Right,
now.
Yeah.
You get everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, indeed.
That's cool.
And it's interesting. I was down for New Year's down to Rosarito, and they have a new entry into Mexico where actually U.S. Customs gives you a look over as you're entering Mexico.
Right.
Now,
oh, no kidding.
Interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you go through the U.S. guys and then the Mexican guys.
Huh.
Yeah, for sure. Good. I guess they're just keeping an eye
sure.
on things, yeah. Hey, Doug, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about we jump back into the phones? Talk to Michael, called us from Del Mar this morning. Good morning, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year, guys.
What's up, Michael?
To you.
Hey, so I'm going on this El Salto trip with Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, good for you,
leaving
man.
Friday, right?
Yeah.
You're going to love it, bro.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm going to do the CBX thing. I have no idea what to expect. And then... Will they, can I
I'm not going to put anything under. I'm thinking of just doing a carry-on and save money. I guess they charge extra for baggage. And what about fishing lures? I use some big top water baits and hooks and stuff. Are they going to say anything about having that in my carry-on? Any idea?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure you cannot carry on. Unfortunately, that's just part of it, is you cannot carry on hooks of your lure. So that's just when you got to bite the bullet and pay the check bag fee for.
And very big suggestion, I'm sure you're flying on Valaris, get your bags beforehand,
mm-hmm.
because at
less
the counter
expensive.
it's always more money. So go back into your ticket, change your reservation to add a bag. And it's not that much.
No, it's not. 25 bucks or something like that.
$20, yeah.
The other one I'll get you, Michael, is if you were planning on carrying on, they can be, you know how it is, sometimes it all depends on who you get at the gate, and it's not just Mexico, it's here too, but you can't fly with your reels in your carry-on if they have line on them.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, all your spools that have line, you can't have that in your carry-on either.
Mexico.
I've got some buds that are real particular, and they've got a lot of money invested in their bass reels, and bass reels are so easy because the spools come out so fast, so they just get a Plano box and, you know, put the little dividers in them. They take all their spools and put them into a Plano box, and then they take their reels that now don't have a spool and have no line, and they carry them on in their backpack.
Oh, that's a good idea.
For me, that was too much of a advantage. Check them all on. Everything was perfectly fine. Been down to Salto a bunch of times, and no issues with that. But can't check on hooks, and you can't check on line. Or
right.
You can't
or
carry on hooks or
lines. Yeah, knives, obviously. Yep. Sometimes they're funny about pliers and things like that. But
it's
so simple down there, and it's very easy. And are you taking rods too, Michael?
I think someone said that maybe this other guys might have room for a couple of rods, because, you know, when you throw big baits, you need specialty rods. And I think they have some rods to loan you, but I don't think they have swim bait rods, you know, so I don't know.
Man, if I could make a suggestion, I would bring a couple of your rods. You're right that they probably will be able to make a little something happen, but it's such a cool trip you're going on. And I'm telling you, the hassle is really not much. And I get the saving a few bucks, but, man, the money that you invested in your time off of work and everything else, the cost to bring some of your own stuff down is so little in comparison.
Yeah.
I would bring some of my own gear.
And also, talk to Cass about maybe hooking up with somebody that has already checking, and then you can share the cost of that. Because it's not cheap to take rods. It's like 50 bucks each way to take a rod tube down. But that's what we always do, is we just share a rod tube, because, you know, bass rods are small.
Steve Bernard and I always go together.
Yeah.
We always shove all the bass rods are so small they fit in a tube, no problem.
Yeah.
We always put our – exactly that. We share the cost of the tube, and, you know, you pay going down, I'll pay coming back kind of thing.
Yeah. So just hopefully you can find somebody before you get down there that you can share a rod tube with. But have a great time.
Yeah, it's an awesome trip.
Really, really fun. And I heard Cass yesterday said there were still two spots left, and everybody is gone. Says the fishing is on fire at Salto.
Yeah,
right now.
I wish we would have talked to Dwayne. He would have talked for the next 20 minutes about how good El Salto is right now.
Yeah, indeed, Michael. Have a great trip. We'll look forward to the report. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Okay, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls and more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year, and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617, or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. Busy on the phones. If you want to get your shot to talk to Gary, 833-288-0973.
Yeah, check it out. Talk to the legend, Gary Graham. That Baja guy.
That guy.
Yeah. Indeed, let's jump in the phones.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Jesse, calling us from Valley Center this morning. Hi, Jesse. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing, Gary?
Good. How are you?
Great. Hey, I was just wondering, there was a guy called the Roving Angler down there. He's a great fisherman, also a really good photographer also, and then he ended up in Panama. And he fell in love with Panama, and then he started doing his photography over there in Panama. I think he was in Saltwater Fishing Sportsman and Marlin Magazine.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever get to know him or go fishing with him at all, or maybe get back and have a couple margaritas?
No, actually, I haven't. I know who you're talking about, but no, I have not met him personally.
That was Tony Pena? Was that right? Wasn't that
Tony
Pena was like going to handle?
No, is that who he's talking about?
I thought so. I could be wrong. I just thought that was the handle that Tony had.
Was it Tony Pena?
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
But if it was Tony Pena, you spent a lot of time with him.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time with him, but I didn't realize that's who it was.
I could be wrong, for sure, so don't quote me. I just thought that was the handle that Tony had wrote under. But again, I don't know, so definitely don't quote me on that one.
Writer there, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, man. How about Norman in San Diego? What's up, Norman? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Martin. Happy New Year. Thanks for taking my call. I got a question about the fishing conditions for Cedar Cortez this spring. I like to go fly fishing off of La Ventana, and I know the success is dependent on the presence of bait. And if the water's too hot, you won't have any bait. So I was wondering what your thoughts are for this spring.
Well, spring's not here. It is a ways off, but based on last year, well, let's talk about sardine. Sardine is basically the bait you're talking about, and the bait had, two or three years ago, it was scarce, and but it was for a variety of reasons, not just sea temps. But, this year, the last year's season was, the bait was not an issue at all, and the fly fishing at La Ventana was some of the best I've seen there in the last 4 or 5 years. So I would say that you're on your way to a good trip.
Yeah.
I like to start.
Productive, yeah. It's all about the bait, right, Gary?
Yes.
Yeah.
Particularly for the fly guys.
Yeah.
Much as they hate to admit it.
It's so funny. You know, you watch those guys running up and down the beach.
Yeah.
And why were they just chasing roosters or chasing bait? Or
chasing roosters. You can sight cast to them.
Yeah. So cool, man.
You can see them swimming along shore. And, you know, for years, everybody kind of ignored that. And then now it's gotten to the point, particularly at East Cape, that during May and June, you stake out, you post up. Everybody posts up.
So you don't, you got your territory.
You got the territory, and it's gotten really serious. I mean, you talk to the
pretty
guys,
competitive.
Yeah, very competitive.
Yeah. I know Jeff DeBrown operates out of Rancho Leonero, and he's,
Lance Peterson's another one, and they
these are all guys that used to work for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Norm, it's you know, that guide thing down there. Those guys know they have the right equipment, and if you want to really learn it, hire a guide for the day.
Is he still on?
Yeah.
Who are you going to go with?
I go with Gary Bulla.
Oh,
and
you're in
Papangas.
Yeah, you're in good hands.
Having these guides that are really trained how to know how the boats drift, know how that affects limitations of fly casters in terms of distance, and that makes a huge difference. So you got to get the right guides, and they'll guarantee, if you get the right guides, good bait, you'll be guaranteed for a good time.
I understand. You're preaching to the choir. You've done it for a lot of years.
Norman, have a great trip. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to John, calling us from Upland this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
What's up, great. John?
Good. Hey, I have a story. Back in the 80s, we used to go drive all the way down to Ensenada and go fishing. Friend of mine would charter a boat. And we were going out, we made our bait, and then all of a sudden the bait tank, it was like a lawnmower type motor that ran the bait tank. And the belt broke. And the skipper said, looked at it, he takes his belt off, adjusts the size, I don't know how he put it together, but he made that bait tank work again with that belt. It was so funny.
They, you know, that's one thing about the Mexicans is they're very creative when it comes to fixing things.
Yeah, they always have a good supply of baling wire because they know how to use it.
That's right.
Amazing what you can fix with baling wire.
Exactly.
And duct tape, right?
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah, today it's duct tape. It used to be baling wire.
Yeah.
All of the fixes that have gotten guys down the peninsula and back home again, I'm sure you could write a long novel on all the MacGyver fixes that have gotten a guy back and forth. And you know, we made it just enough. We made it across the line. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah. Always fun.
Indeed. John, thanks for sharing the story. Appreciate the call this morning. For the first time all morning,
We
have a line open, 833-288-0973.
Let's talk to Tom. He's got us from Temecula this morning. What's up, Tom? Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Great show. Morning, Gary.
Morning.
Hey, my first experience with going down the Baja was before Highway 1 was completed, we actually got in our Winnebago, our friend's Winnebago, and drove down to Guaymas, took the ferry across to La Paz, and fished down there. Actually pulled a boat down to Palmas de Cortez, and they put the boat into the water there with a tractor, and we were allowed to camp right there, right next to the resort. That was great.
Oh, cool.
And then, our second trip was all the way down Highway 1, and that was a great trip. The hitch on our friend's motorhome that broke halfway down, and we ended up getting the thing welded in a little village there somewhere along the way. And some great experiences. Gary, how has safety changed down there over the years? I know there was a lot of concern because, you know, there were some bad instances that had taken place, you know, with people maybe camping in the wrong places or all by themselves. Can you speak into that a little bit?
Yes, it's changed. I think I'm pretty selective on where I stop. I have a self-contained van, and I can park pretty much where I am, but I generally don't allow myself to be out in the middle of nowhere without anybody around. It's just not the thing to do anymore, unfortunately. But there's still a lot of, as far as it's just, I don't know. I've been driving up and down the road since 1973, like I said. I haven't run into any problems that I couldn't handle, most of them being breakdowns or something like that, but never anything to do with banditos, et cetera, et cetera. But it's certainly something you want to be aware of and be aware of your surroundings and what's going on around you. And beyond that, most of the officials I've dealt with down there seem to have have certainly been responsive to any questions I've had. And but like everywhere in the world, it's a different world now than it was when we first started driving down there. It wasn't like anything like it is today. But it certainly, their roads are better. The facilities are much better, and I still do it. But you said you went to Guaymas on your first trip. My first trip to Guaymas was in 1956. And I drove down with my uncle and some other people. And it's actually the first sailfish I ever caught was there in a Wizard. And they were pulling a Wizard outboard, I think, as I recall. In fact, I have a picture of it somewhere.
Never even heard of a Wizard outboard.
Yeah. For real? I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, what is that? Wizard's a boat. It was an Evident
okay. Motor. Okay, gotcha. All
right. Very good. Tom, thanks a lot for
that's
the call
cool.
this morning.
All right, we'll jump back into him and talk to Eric. Eric's calling us from Valley Center this morning. Hi, Eric. Welcome to the show.
How's it going, guys?
Great.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
You too, Eric.
I've done a little traveling down there, going to L.A. Bay and stuff like that. But we used to always stop in Abrejos, and there was a captain down there named Ishmael that took us out whale watching. But we never went fishing. I was wondering how the fishing is down in Abrejos.
Ha-ha. Del Marsh is... It's legendary
that's
down
the spot,
there.
Right?
Abrejos is really good. All of that area, including up above it at La Bacana, there's a hotel there now that's right on the beach that's really nice. There's also a mangrove there that you can fish inside the mangroves. Everything's released now. The local
you get snook in there?
Yeah. The local cooperativa has made that all released now.
Oh, nice.
That's cool.
They have two. They have the Estero up at La Bacana, and then there's El Coyote, which is down below Abrejos. And they're also, by the way, there's a lodge there now, Black Bass Lodge.
Black Bass Lodge, yeah.
Keith Berkeley, I think
is
his name.
Yep. Yeah, he's got a van over in Loretto. You fly in Loretto and he gets
that's cool.
Right,
over,
yeah. And it's supposed to be a really nice place. Yeah. I haven't been there, but he had a Gio story, Chuck Gio, that started all the fishing restaurants in San Diego, and that he had started something. When he first started out, he funded and sent all of the equipment for the abalone fishery, for the fishermen down there, so he could get abalone for
the restaurant.
Oh, no kidding.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm supposed to do a story on it.
Oh, that'll be
interesting. Okay.
Upcoming
in
that.
DDA Outdoors.
Cool.
Right? All right. Eric, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
That's great. Hey, how about Gus, our good buddy Gus, calling us from Burbank this morning. Hi, Gus.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Doing excellent, Gus. Good morning.
Great. I'm calling to tell you that one of the prizes that you're giving away today, the Sea of Cortez.
Yeah.
I own, now I own it. It was my dad's. I have a first printing of it.
Nice.
And it's autographed by Ray Cannon.
Wow.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Collector
and it is it's a fantastic book. Anybody that can get one should.
Yeah, well, one person's going to get one today, thanks to Gary.
That's a great prize, and I just wanted to comment that the show today has been most interesting. I haven't missed a word.
All right. Thanks, guys. Happy New Year to you. Appreciate the call.
I love the photography that's in that book. Oh, it's just so cool, classic Baja.
Think about what he took the pictures.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Exactly. Right? It's really good. Somebody's going to be really, really stoked. It's a cool piece of Baja history that, like I said, we've had one living on our coffee table for a long time.
Think about what he could have done with some of the modern equipment.
Yeah.
Or you think about guys like Ansel Adams, what they could have done with photography today.
Exactly.
Yeah. Unreal.
All right. Hey, let's jump back into him. We're going to talk to Arnie. He called us from Vista this morning. Hi, Arnie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Ricky, Gary. Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year.
You too,
to
Arnie.
You. Yeah, buddy. Hey, question I have for Gary. Hey, Gary, when you write a story from start of concept to end product, how long does it take you, and how do you approach writing a story?
Stories just come to me of different things I see or whatever, and then I explore them. I'll give you an example. I had dinner when I was in Cabo at Bisbee's, the Stephanie that I mentioned earlier. She was at the dinner, but in addition to that was Taj Mahal, the
Taj, yeah.
Taj and Diva.
Wow.
And they fish all the time.
Really?
Yeah, they fish. He goes only where he will only perform where there are tournaments or good fishing.
Oh, no kidding. That's pretty cool.
And I have not done the story on him, but I'm going to. But that is, it becomes a storyline. And those kind of stories are one thing. Then on columns and stuff like that, one of the things, and I shouldn't jinx myself, but I've never had the writer's block thing that everybody talks about. And Yvonne's my editor. My wife is my editor, and we're always laughing about it, that when something comes due, I'll sit down, and if I
just
once I write
it out.
Yeah, once I write the first sentence, I kind of figure out where to go.
Is it work for you, or is it more of a pleasure when you write these stories?
I don't ever dread doing a story.
That's great. So you know you're doing the right thing.
I really enjoy, and it never dawned on me, but you know, I like to tell stories, and that's what it's all about. It's just, it's like here today.
Tell
you say one thing, and it's like pulling a string.
Moves right through. Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for the call.
Yeah, appreciate it, Garney.
All right, how about we jump back into him? Chuck and Dana Point's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Chuck. Good morning.
Hey, you guys. I'm sitting here daydreaming about all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you've been everywhere. Now, what still tickles your fancy in the way to catch them and your favorite fish to catch, location, all that, and all your eatings? What's your favorite dish?
Those are great questions.
Yeah, a lot of questions.
Wait
there.
A minute. I'm not telling you everything. All right. We'll start with the favorite place. If I was going to settle in a single place in Baja, it'd be Magdalena Bay. No question.
Bay, really?
Hands down. It's the only.
San Carlos?
I don't care where.
Yeah,
it would be somewhere in
that
region. Probably not San Carlos, but just simply because it's crowded, but or more crowded than I like. But the thing about Mag Bay is that it does not have any of the tourism development that you see at the normal places in Cabo and La Paz, Loreto, et cetera. But what it has, it won't have for a long time. It will have what it has, which is a very pristine bay, and that you can. And I had a bass boat there. The coolest thing I ever had, and I could go. But it was like being untethered, because I wasn't riding with a Ponga guy, and all the Ponga guys were generational, and they had their own secret spots. But there were just maybe 12 among all of them, and they just kind of all go to these different spots. And I didn't have to do that. I could drive the bass boat. I could go wherever. You'd drive down the bay, and you'd see birds crashing in the bay in shallows, like 12 inches of water. You'd say to the guy, Ponga guy, let's go over there and look. And they'd say, no, there's nothing there. That's just bait. It's nothing else. And now I can tell you that's not true. We would stake the – I would go by myself and stake the bass boat anchored and then weight it. And get Sierra, Corvina, snook, and so on.
Wow.
Now, my favorite fish is snook, unquestionably. That is, as far as I'm concerned, I haven't learned near enough about snook yet. And my favorite dish, oh, gosh.
That's a tough one,
right? That's a tough one. There's so many good ones, you know. I can't give you
not
a single
fair.
One.
Yeah.
Anyway, does that help?
All right.
That's cool, Chuck.
Chuck, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about we talk to Lou? Lou calling from Fullerton this morning. Hi, Lou.
Hey, Pete, Ricky, Gary, Happy New Year. Safe driving. Pleasant trips.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
My question to Gary is twofold. One was the comment that you talked about Abreojos with Del Marsh and Ronnie Rock and all that. Those were the boys that discovered variety, and we did many, many years down there during Easter break. So, yeah, they were forerunners and pioneers. My question is, do you know up-to-date road conditions, say, from Punta Prieta to El Rosario?
I saw, there, by the way, Talk Baja, are you on Facebook at all?
Yeah, I saw that one. I don't know if it was up-to-date or not, but...
Is that like an updated list?
Talk Baja, but they now have a Talk Baja Road, which is a separate, it's not, it's on a totally different page. And if you look that up, that's been pretty,
that's cool.
Pretty good about keeping
Talk Baja Road.
Yeah.
So guys will kind of go down, they'll give their own updated, yeah. You know, hey,
and
I was here, I was there.
It's part of Talk Baja, but they set it up as a separate.
Is that
place.
A website, Talk Baja?
No, it's a Facebook
only
page. Facebook
page.
Yeah. Yeah. But, the last reports I had was that, as I said earlier, that they had basically gotten most of the potholes that were in that area between El Rosario and Catavina to Punta Prieta. All of those have been fixed, I understand.
Okay. Hope that helps you out,
travels.
Lou. Yeah, indeed. Hey, Rory, from Wildomar, just about 30 seconds left. Rory, you have a quick question?
We got a real quick one. What it is, San Quintin, is Rancho Leonero still there? I mean, no. Rancho Cialindo.
Cialindo.
I think it is.
The mill is still there, right?
The mill is definitely
still there. Yeah, and there's also some charter boats there, too. Indeed. I like fishing with Captain Juan down there. He's a pretty cool guy. Yeah, indeed. Thanks, Rory. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guys got that awesome prize pack, the trip on the San Diego, the Bill Barnett calendar, those great books from Gary. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, the big winner of the trip on the San Diego, the Bill Barnett 2020 Sport Fishing Calendar, those great books from Gary, Eating Your Way Through Baja and the Sea of Cortez. That's all going to Jeff from Bonita. Jeff, congratulations. So stoked for you to get all that great stuff.
You're
going to
love it for sure. And Gary Graham, of course, we can read all about it in various publications, especially BD Outdoors, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, Western Outdoor News.
Western Outdoor News.
You do the Road Trekker every other week?
Yes.
Yeah, and which is a great column.
And Pacific Coast Sport Fishing.
You do a fantastic job in all your
programs. So much enjoy reading all your stuff.
What's the next adventure?
I think I may go to Costa Rica in February, and then I'll be back in Mexico or Baja in probably by April.
Yeah.
Lots. I'll be at Fred Hall.
You'll be at Fred Hall. Yeah, yeah. Where are we going to see you at Fred Hall?
Walking around.
Just walking around.
Taking, hey, we'll see you with the camera.
Taking pictures. Yeah. And
no, I take pictures of the jumping dogs. That's what I go
for. Yeah. Yeah, some good shots for sure. Do you have a website or anything people can follow you
that
on?
That Baja guy.
ThatBajaGuy.com.
Yeah. Right.
I love
right.
it.
Yeah.
I
yeah,
love
you
it.
Have some. I know you have some great photography yeah. and all kinds of.
Well, yeah, there's also a Smug Mug out there somewhere with lots of photos.
Lots of photos. Okay, yeah. Cool. Well, thanks, Gary. Appreciate all you do. Thank you for listening today. Thanks to Adam, of course. He does such a great job on our Let's Talk Hookup app and archives. You can see them all there. And, of course, Brian right here in the studio. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Well, Ricky will be back on Saturday with Captain Brian Kirhar. I'm going to take a little trip to Florida and explore some of the fishing opportunities yeah. over there this week. And then next Sunday, Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks. And we're talking about that big Bay Bass seminar sale and all the events going on. That's going to be a fantastic time. So that's going to be a fun weekend.
Yeah,
for
no
sure.
doubt.
And lots going on. And have a great week of fishing. And we look forward to having you back. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.